Okay, they'll have papers, and we'll want papers have the extra ones here. Okay.
Yeah,
no, we didn't talk about that. Okay. Now, both Parshas Bullock, so we know that at the towards the beginning of the Sedra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the second time that Bullock's messengers come to Bilam, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives permission, quote unquote, for Bilam to go along to curse the Jewish people. So it says in the first source, Parakov Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Yochem Bilam Baboka, Baatharosh, Yisal, Vayelechem Soimod. Bilam got up in the morning and he saddled his donkey and he went to his Moav's office. So Rashi comments right away in the second source. We see from here that hatred disrupts protocol, right? Because the Lechore, Bilam was an important person. The Lechore, he had attendants and aides and servants and whatnot who could have saddled his donkey for him. Rather, Shechava Shuba Atzmo, but he did it himself. Continues Rashi, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh HaKar, Kidem Chav Ram Avim. Do you think you're the first one to come up with this form of enthusiasm, you know, to go do something? Their ancestor Avram beat you to it already. The Sima Yashkin Avram Aboker, by the Akedah, says Yashkin Avram Aboker. So, Spinim of Atel, so Shur Shul Gedua, the Bilam. I'm sorry, Yashkin Avok of Achor Shkamar, right? So that's the Rashi. Close the post-it by the Akedah. Rashi gets this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Heyam and Beis in third source. Yashkin Avok of Achor Shkamar, Tom Shum Shum Avazer, Avram tells Shul Shul Gedulim Avram, the Steve Ashkenaz Avram Avokay, similar tells Shul Shul Gedulim Bilam, similar Avram Bilam Avokay, Avram Shul 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 and tails of the same coin. We learn from Avram, it's interesting, in Turkey, there's also a distinction between Talmid of Shul Avram Avinu and Talmid of Bilam. That's not my topic tonight, but here we see this other distinction, or this other common ground, so to speak, to say when it comes to Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have the love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's how Rashi explains what from fourth source Rashi says again, I'm having cool fame and days. Abba, she'ala kashvachas Avram, bitlo shur shugul shechavar shuba atzmo. It probably say a little different. Avram loved the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he didn't follow protocol. He saddles on donkey. The Sima, says Rashi, and the fourth source, says, son of Bilam, Arosh, she'ala bitlo shur shugul shechavar shuba atzmo. Okay, so these are the lessons that we learned from this. Bilam, that he saddles on donkey. The Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Bullock in Os Ches, source number 5, says, at the beginning it says, he quotes the Pasuk, Likol Chabo HaNoshim Kum Lechi Tom, right? Because God, look, if you want to go with them, go. He kind of tell them, Shabbaterach Shadam Rotze Lelech Bomalichan also. First of all, he wants to go in a certain direction, because God lets them go there. Because first, because God told him not to go. Then he has this, the nerve to ask again, because God, okay, in the second line, there of source 5, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eini Chafes, but Yehudim Shal Yishran, Hov, Atalot, Leva, Behold. Cool, if you don't want to get into trouble, go ahead. Anyway, then it says, Miyad Hishkim Baboker. So notice the Medrash Tanchuma says, Miyad Hishkim Baboker. Got up early in the morning. It doesn't say by Bilam, by Yashkim Bilam Baboker. It says by Rom, by Yashkim Baboker. We look back on the first source again, Perkov Beis, Tosuk Chafav, just says by Yochum Bilam Baboker. But the Medrash Tanchuma takes it to mean the same thing that he did it by Shkom, Miyad Hishkim Baboker. Shenema Yochum Bilam Baboker. Just striking again, it doesn't say by Yashkim. And the Tosuk says by Yochum Baboker. So the Medrash continued, he didn't have any avodah, any shlachos, ela mirov sinus, his son itself. Kidamtov amir bizrizus, that's the key word for tonight, zrizus. He had zrizus, he had this a sense of urgency, this alacrity, this enthusiasm, this inspiration to go do this. That's the zrizus, he did it himself. In other words, aside from getting up in the morning, this is going to be a key point to the topic tonight, that zrizus is manifested not only by his getting up early, but by the fact that he went ahead and he did the saddling of the donkey himself. And I want to cut his ball for Russia, Kraki Demkavon, Lakatis, he said, oh, Shinama Vashno, Volker, there, it does say, I ask him, Maharosh's Kamar. It's interesting, just as a slight point of Maharal Miprak, in Tor 6 in the Gur Aryeh, commentary on Rashi, here in Baal, Tarakhov Face, Pasuk Kavalet, says, he takes the Kidemcha, not just chronologically, that's many years earlier, but he takes note of the fact that by Bilam, it doesn't say, it says, Avram beat you to it, not Avram beat you to it, because he did it so many centuries earlier. But he got up early in the morning. He had even extra Jesus. In other words, that's how the morale takes this idea. Because, like I said before, by Bilam, it doesn't say by Ashkim. By Ram, it just says by Yochum. Okay. But in any case, we do find that the Medrash uses the term Jesus. So usually we associate Jesus with doing something at the earliest available opportunity. Indeed, the pasuk that these the Midrashim and these Gemara, the Gemara and the Rashi and our Sedra referring to, by the Akedah, source number 7, And Parsha says, "Vayir Breishis Parakol Days Plus Adum Vayashka Mavron Baboker Vachaloshes Chamarol Vaykachas Neinar Ovito Beitzit Avno Vayavaka Ote Oh Vayak Melech Lamokam Shemal Mokim." That's by the Akedo. The Rashi there in Vayir says in the eighth source, "Vayashka Nizdareis Lemitza." Again, the word Jesus Nizdareis Lemitza. He was enthusiastic. He did it with a sense of urgency to do the mitzvah, and then the Vayachaloshem again. Same thing. Right? He saddled the donkey himself, didn't command one of his servants. Again, the love disrupts protocol, and he did it himself. The Medrash Tanchum over there in Parsha Zayera, in Oz Chof Bey, says, Lama Bashkama. The Medrash says, we actually learn from this conduct of a Mavrim, a general halacha. Lama Bashkama, Shizrizin Makdimon Mitzvah. It's the famous din of Zrizin Makdimon Mitzvah. That's by Bris Mila. It says in Parsha Tazria, "Vayom Hashmini Mol B'sar Loso." Vayom Hashmini. So Malame Shakolayom Kosher L'Mila. You can do Bris Mila anytime during the day. The eighth day of the baby's life, you do the Bris Mila. No rule. You have to do it. According to the Torah, Vayom Hashmini anytime. Don't do it at night. But it says Vayom Hashmini. El, why do we do it in the morning? Most Bris Mila you go to nowadays are in the morning, right? But if the Shachar go to a Bris, occasionally something comes up. We'll get to that later. But generally speaking, Bris Mila in the morning. Why? Because Elos Vizan Akimel Mitzvah. We learned that from Avraham Avinu. That's not only the Medrash Tanchum and Vayera, but it's also Gemara in source number 10 and Gemara in Tzachim Daf Da'ar Al Tzivu Vayom Hashmini Bo Basar. Also the Tanya Kolayim Kulo Kosher Mila Elos Shizrizim Makdimon Mitzvah Shenelo Ashkan Avraham Bavoke. So from Avraham we learn the concept of Zrizin Makdimon Mitzvah, and here the term Zrizos or Zrizin would seem to have to do with doing something at the earliest available opportunity. We saw that the Medrash Tanchum here in our Parsha's Balak assigns Zrizos not only to the matter of getting up early, but also to doing other things, you know, saddling the donkey himself, displaying Zrizos in other manners as well. That's going to be an important point. But the halacha we learn from Avraham Avinu says the Medrash Tanchum by Eira, Swarm Sachem Daf Dal. There's one more source. And number 11 is Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chof Ches and Abay, Zitanya, Uram Hashimi Mo B'Sar Alos, and Alame, Shekala and Karsher, Lamila, Elash Azizim, Rakim Lifas, Nel Ashkan Ramboker, Vahachavosh, etc. Now it's interesting because that pasuk by Ashkan Avraham Bavoker by Achavosh, that's by the Akeda. But the fact is that the phrase by Ashkan Avraham Bavoker appears elsewhere also, not just by the Akeda. In fact, in the same study in Parsha Zayera, printed that in source 12, Perek Yud Tes of Rashi's pasuk of Zion. There it says by Ashkan Avraham Bavoker Amokam Asher Amad Shom Es Pnei Hashem. It was after the Dome and Amor were destroyed. The next morning, Avraham went back to that place, and he stood there also says by Ashkan Avraham Bavoker. So our you take a look in the Gemara Pesachim, source number 10, on the other page, Aleph and Aleph, it says, how do we learn Zrizin Makdimon Mitzvah? Shenemar, Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker. So it's not clear which Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker. So in Yuma Tak, it says Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker Vayachavosh. He saddled a donkey, that's by the Akedah. But the Bach, there on the, we don't have the Bach in the computer, but the Bach over there on that page in Yuma, Chof Chesandeh, it says it shouldn't say Vayachavosh here either. So it doesn't say it in Pesachim, because in fact, the Mokker is not. Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker is not from the Akedah, that's the comparison to Bilam. But in terms of Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker, the reason Makdimon Mitzvah is learned from this pasuk in Parsha Vayera, Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker, and Amokam Asher Amar Hashem Espanei Hashem. The only question is, well, one second, what mitzvah is he doing? Right? And the reason Makdimon Mitzvah is for the mitzvah to the Akedah, that was a mitzvah. But here it just says he went out to the place where he stood. So what kind of, how do you learn from this? The reason Makdimon Mitzvah is off his pastors. That's one of the, that source is the source also. But the fact that Avraham Avinu was Misakin Tzilas Shachris, that's the same as well.
How does the Bach know?
I don't know. He just says, it shouldn't say the word Vayachavosh because this is the correct word. I don't know. Yeah, good question. You have the tradition?
It's the same as the other.
No, the other one's not like the other one. Well, they both are. It's the text, Vayachavosh and Ramboka, yeah. But the question is, which Vayachavosh and Ramboka? So the Bach is a different text, but it could be, again, I don't know, but it's printed in the Bach. You can look it up. But the what mitzvah was he doing? So the pasuk, the famous Gemara Brachos, is called Vavim Beis Mitzvot 13. It's my famous Bryce about Rishon Rechina. All our tzuros, all the tiknum, right? And Rishon Levi tzuros, can I get freedom tiknum? As Rashi explains on Shekhar Zagdolor, Misakin Kolbanos tzuros, can I get freedom? Tanya Kavasu Rishon Rechina, Tanya Kavasu Rishon Levi. Each of the Bryce, Tanya Kavasu Rishon Rechina. Avraham tikkun tzuros shachar shenemar vayashkem Avraham baboker amokam asher omar shom. This pasuk. In source 12, Parzayir, Perk Yutes, Pasuk Chazayin, is the mokor that Avraham Avinu davened in the morning. Vein amidu ala tefillah, shenema v'amod tichas v'ayifal, amidu ala amod, as the connotation of tefillah. When it says, v'yashkem Avraham b'vuk, ala v'vuk ha-mashar, omad shom, omad means tefillah, in amidu ala tefillah, that's another Avraham instituted tefillah, shachrit, and then the male, you can say, what mitzvah is he going to do? Tefillah shachrit. maybe a suggestion that might have been the Bach book, because to learn from the Akedah, oh, once in a lifetime experience. His reason, like the mitzvah, the cloud of mitzvahs, maybe he didn't want to learn from, I'm suggesting, maybe he didn't want to learn from the Akedah, you know, an unusual event. But davening, so that's the cult, you know, that applies to every Jew. Moreover, that Gisa Tabach, and I don't know if he was referring to it, but the Alkut Shimoni, there in Parshas Vayera, the Alkut Shimoni also appears, that's one of the collection of Midrash, it's earlier in the Bach, also seems to learn from this Lashmar Mboker, and Remes Pevav, so it's his team Lashmar Mboker, Trilos Ovos Tiknum, it talks about Trilo, Avram Tikin Tila, etc. And then it says, Kol Ayom Kosher Lamilan, and that Pasuk, not on the later Lashmar Mboker with Akedah, but on this Lashmar Mboker, Yaakov Shimoni says, "Call him Kasher Lamina." Shemal Yaakov Shimoni, which is reading like Dima Lipus. Shemal Ashkenaz Rambam Lukas. So Yaakov Shimoni has the gears, which the box says should be the Gemara also. If you have early sources, okay, it's a different opinion. It's interesting though. If you look in the Sugya Kedushin, and the Avchok Tesamin Aleph, that's the famous Sugya which says there's certain obligations that a parent has to the child, the Bismila, the Gemara, different things. So it says there that if you take a look earlier in Olson Parshas Vayera. A pair of kaf aleph plus a dalet. It says, "Vayom Avram es Yitzchak to know." Then Shmona Asyomim. After the night, it's before the Akedah, but after the other Vashmon Rabbeloke, the middle. "Vayom Avram es Yitzchak to know." Then Shmona Asyomim. Kasher Tziva also Elokim. He mauled his son Yitzchak as he was commanded. So there, the Gemara Kedushin from Tesamin Aleph says, "Source 17, Tana de Beir Rabbi Yishmael called Mokum Shemar Tzav, Eino Ela Zirus. Zirus the Kamal Dor. So that's not a topic there, but Tzav." Is a lesson of zeros. Whenever we find the word tzav or a form of the word tzav, as in this pasuk, asher tziva osalakim, the tziva has to do with zriza. Okay? As Rashi says there in Kedush for Tesla, that was 18, it says, Ain't that lesson zeros? She hate, Mahir viziruz padabar, knowing me, I have no exhaust. You learn from me, you have to do it with alacrity and with enthusiasm and so on. So that would seem to be another mucker for zrizin, you know, by Bris Mila. So the Pnei Yoshua asked an interesting question. This is really what set me off in terms of the Shira. Pnei Yoshua, number 19, there in Kedushin, Chof Tassan Aleph says, wait a second. What do you need this? We learned from Avraham Avinu that the call on Kosher Lamila, but Zrizim Akim Lamitz learned from Avraham Avinu. So Fashtetzich Avraham was also Zoris in terms of the Mitzvah Mila. Why do you have to have a special Limud Kasher Tzivo Salakim and Tzav Elosh and Zeroes? And so on. That's what the Yeshua is bothered by. Afilo Achikab Avraham, Luka Lamemar. The tzav loshen zirus. The behedik tziva. I said, but no. Ben Shmona Shemim. What do you mean? I asked him about the tzav is loshen zirus. It says, "Ulin is zirus." The Yom Shmini Gufay Bashkam and Amar. It said, "Yafinu Yashkam Rav Okay." The zirus makim lemitzus. So what do you need two for? So this is the key lines for me for the shir in 19. The Efsher de Loshayach Lamelach Ki Hay Gavne Zirus in Magdimin. The zirus is there in an Acher who lo leinyan zirus has not. And Shmuel introduces that there's other aspects of Zrizus besides man. Most of the time, we think of Zrizus, we think of Zrizus, like, you know, you do the mitzvah, you're always available, but it comes out from this plan, Yeshua, that there's another category of Zrizus. There's a Zrizus which has nothing to do with time. And this goes back, and it's a leading, of course, in this Sedra, that we like that Major Tanchuma, that Bilam, whether he got up or not, I don't know. One Major says he did, but it doesn't say by Yashkem, it just says by Yochum. The Zrizus was that he went ahead and he saddled the donkey himself, right? So, Memela, what comes out from this Pnei Yoshua is that there's other aspects of Zrizus besides this non factor. That's what I want to build on. In fact, we see many times in Shas, and I quoted a bunch of them here, not all of them by any chance, but by any imagination, but in Source 20, we find a number of places. Well, look, I want to show what Rashi says in each case. Shabbos Kofiyot Dalam raised a famous statement, Amino La'ana Kohanim Zrizim Hain. We have a concept, Kohanim are Zrizim. And this has to do with the fact that certain Dinim Drabbanan are certain concerns that we have with regular people are not concerns when dealing with Kohanim because Kohanim's reason hey. Okay, so Rashi there says, look at Rashi, Shabbos Kufi Dharma, baby. How do you define reason? Got nothing to do with getting up early in the morning and doing a mitzvah of the earliest available opportunity. Rather, it's reason. Bikiyim Hein Bakol. They're experts in their work, they're careful about it. Ain't Tzichin Simon, the Tzichin and Yorub Shechel Yankov, Ain't Tzichin Simon. The Gemara there is talking about. You know, the tekiyas to warn people not to do malacha and shabbos, whatever the case is. But again, the kohanim didn't need that extra siman. Similarly, the gemara in Erev kuf gimel aleph abaye kohanim zrizinayim amrina bnei chabur zrizinayim lo amrina. Talking about korban pesach, okay? That the kohanim has reason, and what does reason there mean? So look in 23, Rashi says you don't ask about abaye Erev kuf gimel aleph. Look in the middle, it says the kevon shenichnas la'avoda. Be a do, so I'm doing Hilchus Kodesh. If a Kohen already is doing the Avodah, it can be assumed that he studied and he knows exactly what's done. But the B'nai Chabur, I told the people bring the Korban Pesach. you can't say Zvinim Shein Lechadim Shein Lechadim. Everybody brings a carbon pay. Everyone has to bring. You can't assume. But a Kohen, you assume. So we see that Zvinim in this instance means that they're enthusiastic, that they're knowledgeable, and they're concerned, and so on. Amar Pesachim Nun Tesla Beis. Again, all they call Zvinim Zvinim Hein. So Rashi says Zvinim. Amalas Shem Yodia LeEchav Akonim is the Haruba. And here we find the concept of being careful. Zvinim means being careful, not to, you know, they're talking about the, you know, Zikat Adam, not to spill different, whatever the details are unimportant, but Zrizus has to do now with being careful. Again, in Sochem, Stamer Chayim Aleph, 26, Kohanim Zrizin Hain, says Rashi, Kohanim Zrizin Hain, 27, Lekka Lamecha Shoshana Lo Kibru. You don't have to assume that they didn't do it the right way. You can assume they did it the right way. Okay, and also with regards to Tumah, you aren't Beitzi, you're Chayim Aleph, 28, Belala Tumah, Hech Mishkazak, Gabi Kohanim, Kohanim Zrizin Hain. You don't have to worry about the Tumah, they were careful about the dinim of Tumah and Tahara and so on. That's what Rashi explains, the whole issue of that particular type of Tumah with Caleb doesn't apply over there. It only is Nogeta Tumah, and Tumah is only for Kohanim. Kohanim is Rizin Hain, as Rashi says in 29, the second Rashi is Rizin Hain. Or also a Mishra Dabba Tumah. Inam is Rizin the love of Tumah Kohen. They were careful not to let their Caleb become Tumah. So again, here Rizos has a whole different connotation. Okay? Not only that, but the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tadi Amaral of 30, came in the Havu Mikdash, Lo Gazu, Be Rabbana, and Mikdash, Tanu, because Kohanim Zizan, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have to enact certain Dinim de Rabbana, which were done as precautionary measures, because the Kohanim was Zizan, right? Or Nizer in something, that's, I think, in this context, that's what it means. Okay, the Gemara in Pesachim, Lo Gazu, Be Rabbana, says that even the place itself, some instances, and he did his reason less than the Mokum is reason Israel. Okay, so here the Rashi Pesachim Lamed Vav Bet Aleph says Azara in the courtyard they had certain klisharis, and it says there the Kohanim Melamdin also Lizarba. Certain didn't even to a Yisrael who came to the Azara, you could trust that Kohanim would tell that there was reason to make sure that even the Yisrael who maybe didn't know the dinim, they would do it carefully. Again, Lizar here, says the Hebrews. Okay, being Nizar, being careful. Okay. So again, we have it in other areas. Shachan Lam Zamanal. We have it by matzah and so on. Again, it says there's reason. Kohanim Rashi says Shemikin Mishumur Shal Yachmit. Okay. Lest we think that it's only by technical avodah the Beis Hamikdash, even ancillary avodah. So for example, Yom Beisach or Beis Hamikdash says Maskif Law Rav Yosef Omer Bezrizin Yom Rishena Bezrizin. Bezrizin Shal Beis Garmu. Beis Garmu was a family who knew how to bake the lechem upon him properly, and so on. So they were skilled in this area. So here it seems to me that Zrizin, Rashi says, Shai Umanin, Uzrizin Medava, they were experts and they were careful about it. So again, we put all these different things together and we find an auxiliary or additional meaning to the term Zrizin. And now, finally, lest we think this has to do only with Kohanim, we find the following famous Gemara 37, Sukkah Mem Aleph and Beis, Tanya. This was the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam yotzei beisho v'lulav v'yadah on Sukkah. A person go out of his house, his lulav, I mean his lulav and esther, didn't mean hadas harbas, his arba meaning lulav in his hand. Olech lebeit haknesses, lulav v'yadah. He went to shul, he had the lulav and esther in his hand. Kori kriya shmam mitzpah lulav, the whole time, we just do it by halal. But the Anshei Yerushalayim would have the lulav and esther in their hands the whole time, by kriya shmam, by shmam esrei, or kore b'torah b'noseis kapov, then manichal gabe karka. When he was called up to read from the Torah, as Rashi says in 38, Torah manichalu, we should go and say the Torah posho. Mordechai, I think from here says that's the source, the idea that the Ola holds the Itzchaim, you know, the Kargas Aliyah. If I'm not mistaken, Mordechai derives from here. You see how to put the lulav down. But otherwise, let someone else open it. The Rav, the Torahic, was makbid that the Ola should open, when you get an Aliyah, you, the Ola, should open the Sefer Torah, not the Balkori. By the way, I mean, we said, oh, you should push the Valkyrie out of the way. Make sure you open it. Okay, exactly. Because that generates the Chiyuv, you know, and basically you have to have generate the Chiyuv. They're generating the Chiyuv that is opening the Valkyrie. But they're there to put the rule down. Same thing, Nichol to Reish Medrashim. So he's learning, you know, you're Tarad B'Shmaitzah, you know. If you're holding the Levinessah, how are you going to move your hands around like this when you're learning? You have to put the Levinessah down. Anyway, but Lamaitzah, back to the Gemara. Holech Levakir Chol Nachem Avelim. They went to Bikacholim, Nicham Avelim. It wasn't technical Nicham Avelim, it was on Yontif, but whatever, somebody died. You want to visit, love the other. Nicham Avelim, etc. So it says the Gemara at the end, again, Sukkah Mem Aleph Beis, my Kamash Malon. What is all this teaching? Look at the words of the Gemara. Lo Diachot Kamah, who's reason the mitzvah? how enthusiastic. So here's a different definition, not just the heroes of Kepeda, it's not just knowledgeable, being knowledgeable, it's not being careful and teaching others, but rather the zeus is in a sense of almost chavivus, or excitement, or enthusiasm. Similarly, so that's from the Kohanim, that's the way Senektosh, yeah. It's a good question. Some are not. People do, yeah. I don't know what the, you know, the question, you always have to wonder if you are not today, I don't know. You know, the Gemara talks about going to shul from your house with your chatalis and tefillin on, right, you know. So I know the stories of once the person once said, Shechter, Washington Heights, if you'll walk through the streets to the Beis Medrash with a chatalis and tefillin on, they said, is that Mesic Europe? So I said, no, it's actual Europe. Mesic means it looks like Europe. No, it's actual Europe. All right, so I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, back to this. So also the facility, they go on Kiddushin, Chof Teslam Zeis, the famous one also, Parabonon. Of course, that's limited funds. Who will mode, who no will mode? I have money either for myself to learn, I have money for my children to learn. Well, who comes first? Right? So who comes first? Who the Omer in Bno Zoriz? The child, as a kid, knows how to learn better than the father, and the child should come first. Whoever is better. You want to tell us, okay, how did Yaakov, Reid, Achav, or Yaakov, should Rabu come to Abai? Right, a certain Amor sent his son to learn by Abai. He also, Chazor, Michad, and Shmait, he came back. So the kid didn't know. Oh, okay, so I'm now deep enough. Too bad, I'll go to learn. But sometimes the children ask parents, will you support my son learn? No, I'm not learning better than you. You support me, I'll still learn. Right? So that, but again, I'm pointing out the word Zoriz. Again, the word Zoriz. Rashi in Kiddush Chof Teslam is 40. Mahayah b'no Zoriz. The Av Rashi Atzliach, and it's Hatzlacha. It's, you know, it's a comfort zone with this mitzvah and so on. So he doesn't have enough of both. They go to the son. We just see how they go to the son. Look at the Rambam. Paskins like that. Lahalocha. Look at the Torah. Perk Halav Al Chodalid. He doesn't use the word Zoriz, but look what he does. He was just as a replacement. Who I wrote to Lim Torah Yesho Ben Lim Torah. Who can know? Be Mahayah b'no Novon Umaskil. Lahavin Masha Yumo Yosef. None of them know code. There might be Zoriz here means something totally different. It means I want to say a certain comfort, a certain, you know, success in this area. And so Shulchan Aruch also like that. You know, today it's from Reish Manhei for Dave. Right? He says no, Nova no Maskil, etc. And lastly, in terms of this part of the presentation, we find the famous Brisa in the famous Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Vodazor Chafam the Dave. It starts at the beginning of it. Mikan Amar Pinchas Ben Yoyer Torah Mivi Ladei Zehirus. The heroes, maybe the day Zrizus, Zrizus, they're in the key, right? Zrizus, Rashi says, you're careful. Okay, I go Rashi there, Chafam Beis, because the Zoris again, and the heroes, they're all related, and that's in the whole Mesilas Yesharim. But it's built on that Brisa, right? On those different levels. Like in Perek Vav, the Bira Midas has Zrizus, Achar has the heroes, Yavah has Zrizus, okay? Has the heroes, so the Alosas of Zrizus, I'll say. Okay, that's something you can give a whole shiur about that. Okay, probably has. We have a lot of what to say on this, right? But that's the Surah Rasei Tov. You know, so Ziz Mavurashu HaKdoma L'mitzvah Shomos, you know, I'm doing things in a full way. Okay, and again, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim as Ziz Makdina L'mitzvah, but the issue is not just, as the Mitzvah Shom here says, this is in Parak Bob, but the Yermitas HaZizah, he says this is not just a matter of getting up and doing the early opportunity, well, that's part of it. It says, Tzarech Pikchus Gadol Vashkofa Lechos B'mitzvah. Hold on to the mitzvah, grab the mitzvah whenever you can, and so on. Again, it's a whole attitude. And that's what Zrizus is all about. So the Mela, and again, he says on top of the next page, he continues. He says, you know, again, sometimes we have so many distractions in life and things weighing us down. So Zrizus gives us a certain enthusiasm. Having said all of this is the first part of the presentation, so to speak. So we now have come up, I think, with a reasonable presentation that Zrizus is not just a matter of doing a mitzvah to avail of opportunity. That is conceivably a part of Zrizus. It is an example of this. In fact, I just want to point out, if you take a look back in the Gemara Yuma, Chav Ches Mavais, and this the Bach doesn't think it was, the slight difference, one letter difference, in Pesachim Dalam and Aleph, it says, Tanya Kolam Kulo Kashal Mila Elisha Zrizin Magdina L'mitzvah. In Yuma, Chav Ches Mavais, in source 11, it says, Kolam Kashal Mila, Elisha has reason, Makdina Lamitzvah, has reason, which possibly is referring to, there's a class of people called Zrizin. One of the things that people that are, there's one of the things that Zrizin do is Makdina Lamitzvah. It's not, we're used to thinking, and we'll see many people do think, Zrizin, what's the definition of Zrizin? Matina Lemitzvah. Reason, Matina Lemitzvah. So I said, that's what Azoris is Matina Lemitzvah. But according to, if you want him to die, and that, I'm not saying you build a whole shir on that, hey, but Haz reason, Matina Lemitzvah, is one of the things. There's a group of people, there are people who are called, like, there are Mahajan, right? They're Hanukkah, right? But, what? Or Vasikin, right? There's a class of people, good.
Well, that's certainly what you're saying, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's a class of people.
That class of people, and therefore, that the definition what you're seeing in all those things, but Kohanim doesn't necessarily define the word Jesus.
Right.
All.
It's just
it's just one of the things that they
exactly.
Do.
I think that's 100% true. But I want to say, and maybe it's pushes, but I want to say that getting up early is also one of the things. Usually, again, myself included, I usually think the reason why doing this is how do you define Jesus? Doing the mitzvah at the first available opportunity, right? But I'm saying that's, one could argue that's only one of a number of different things which define Zrizah. Now, it's interesting that the Kasha Tom raised, you know, we learn the whole Zrizah Matin Lemitzvah from Avraham Avinu, by Bris Mila. And yet, if you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, the end of the subject, it's verse number 46, it's the Perikud Zayin, so it says, right, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayikach Avraham et Yishmol Beno ves Kol Yodei Beis Ovet Kol Mitzvah Kaspol, O Zohar Banshe Beis Avraham, Vayomo et Pesar Olosem, when? The etzem hayom hazeh kasher diberi tolokim. The etzem in the middle of the day. Wait a minute. What happened to Jesus? He had to do this the first thing in the morning. He did it and had a bristle at noon. Okay, he did it. The etzem hayom hazeh. And then it says Avram and Tishma says Shem Hashem Yishmol. So it says again in Pasuk Chavot. The etzem hayom hazeh nimal Avram Yishmol b'no. The people on the fast take here. So 1 second. So if Avram was the whole person from whom we learned Jesus and so on, how come here Taku is the etzem hayom hazeh? So there is a discussion with Sechem, huh? Oh, okay, they've gotten up, we've got ready. The Sechemed. Oh, so hold the thought. The Sechemed, very good. The Sechemed, I don't have it here, the Sechemed says in Marech Zion, Ospays, the Kal Zion Ospays, in the Kalim section. But he has a discussion, and somebody, I think, he quotes with Chantalaji, quotes, you know, well, wait a minute, this was Mil Shalom Bismana. Maybe there's no din of Zrizus by Mil Shalom Bismana. Because this is Avram wasn't 8 days old. He was says in the pasuk. He was 99, and Shmuel was 13. So maybe the din of Zrizus is only by Mil Bizmana. There's no din of Zrizus by Mil Shalom Bizmana. You have to come up with a good sorrow. Why? Unless you want to say it's not the right day anyway. So whatever it is, just the opposite. Okay. Those who want to take a look, Avosha Weiss, I've discussed with him before. Avosha Weiss has in Minchas Asher and Bereishis in Parshas Vayera talk a couple of essays, like two or three essays on Zrizus from a couple of very wonderful. Thoughts, but you know, I don't know if it's here or somewhere else. Here, someone else quotes the Dvar Avram. Kovnerov disagrees. Mamish min akotel akotel. The Dvar Avram is in. I don't know if I'm not mistaken. The Dvar Avram was the Rav in Kovno. The Rav Dovir Kana Shapiro. He was the one that when the Rav came to America. So you know, the people in Americans want to see who says he has smicha. Then you know, there was with his. You know, how do you know he has smicha? So his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, yeah, of course his father's going to say that. They wanted some independent collaboration. So the Rav Avram wrote a letter, which is printed, we printed the papers he called for the Rav when he passed away, they printed the first page, it's around. Interestingly, he says, Halacha kamos v'chol mokom. A lot of irony of history, but that's what it says, the Rav Avram. Then the Rav Avram, he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel, where he says, Mil Shalom Bizmana, you're right, there's no Zrizus by Mil Shalom Bizmana. It's stronger than Zrizus. A kid. Mil Shalom Bizmana, you better do it right away in the morning because every second that goes by, and you can do the bris. So every moment that goes by is Mevatel Kol Kol the mitzvah of so it's not Zrizus, worse than Zrizus. And he defends himself in the second chelek, the first four Timonim, Chelek Beis, the Rav Ram is defending himself. The pastor says, though, there's no difference in Mil Shalom Bizmana, and both times Zrizus appears. So I just printed it once. Okay, got it. Yeah. Maybe that's who was created. Right. It could be right. That's a partial answer that he did it right away. It was Jesus. Right. It didn't. That's the point. That's definitely possible. I just printed a couple. We're not going through these now because it's not really directly German. I printed the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch has a case. And by Yechus Pesach, Aruch Hans and Tuchman, Dallas, Design. The guy, Aruch, we all my boss with Bar Mitzvah, going, one almost to know. It's the 14th of Nisan, a person has to mile his child. He was going to do so, and then suddenly remembered that there was chometz in the house. He left a loaf of bread on the table. He forgot to get it. He didn't sell it. Everything else. So what did he do? Solishad bin Latam is the way of influence. Among Avram and Yud Aleph in 48, he says that if you can't, and it was already past the time, it was already after the 6 hours, but he passed the time, you can't do the Vata anymore, you've got to go back and get rid of that Chametz. And he says, and never mind the Ritz Mila, do the Ritz Mila the next day. Or the Shabbat or Yom Tov. He says, why? Mishum dahaya say, mahaya say, mahaya say, the Tashmisu Chometz say, the Choshekol shayt to over love Mashenik of the Mila. He holds, my mom holds, you're not over every moment the Mila, but by Tashmisu and the Chometz you're not. And then Shabbat says it, the Chometz says, what's Anagela in your name, and 50, the Shabbat Tzion there, and those Chometz, right? He thinks the Mogad Avraham is right, even though many Achon disagree. And he says, but you look at the third line, it's all the 50, it's all in one plus. The Gam Bemila Shalobisman, Shechud Chol Regev Rega. He says, also, and he said, therefore, it's the same thing. There's reason, Magdim, you don't delay even on the Mila Shalobisman. In fact, I just printed this for the interest of it. The famous Shuvah in the Mila Behuda, 51. I'll get back to our point. The Mila Behuda writes, somebody had an idea. This is Shuvah, Mila Behuda, Madur, Tinyana Chilik, Ardes, and Kuf Tamach Lava. A guy had a brilliant idea. Had a baby, right? And it was near Pesach time. And then the baby was sick or whatever. They couldn't do the bris on the 8th day. It was jaundice, whatever the reason. They couldn't do the bris on the 8th day. It was going to be a meal shalom bismana. The guy is a meal shalom bismana. So 1 second. We have Tainus Bechor coming up. So instead of shepherding some guys 2 nights before to learn a home sector, to make a siyum, that they're going to have donuts, all the Bechorim can eat, okay, we'll postpone it. We'll postpone anyway. So we'll put off the bris until Erev Pesach. Then we'll have a chance to, you know, to learn to make a siyum. And we'll see the smiths and invite also. That was the chap. Okay, now he's healthy. But Rabbi wrote to Akir Roma Idig Erev Pesach, right on account of the Bechorim and so on and so forth. In any event, the Rabbi Yehuda rejects this plan outright and says, I can't do that. And he says, he's a Magdiman, and it applies even. All right, so it applies even by Milosh Rabbi's Mana. So, how do you put the Bechorim? We've asked our question, so why did Avraham Avinu do it? Why didn't he do it for his reasons? We can say Dr. Sakeir's answer, namely, maybe that's when he was commanded. But Rashi tells us something else. Now take a look in 50. Rashi there in Lech Lecha tells us in Parak Yizayin, also called Gil Metz Layom. So first he says, Bo Bayom Shet Stavim, maybe that's what he's saying. Bayom Lo Balayla. But then he says something else. Lo Nishyari Lo Menagoyim Lo Menaritzanim. He didn't worry about people who were going to try and shepherd him to stop him from doing the bris. If we would have seen that guy trying to do that mitzvah, we would have stopped him. Therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't want to go do it someplace at 6:30 in the morning in the basement so no one should see. He did it for etzem hayom hazeh. So anyone wants to stop you, try and stop me. So what comes out from here? It comes out that Avraham maybe didn't do it for this reason, but he had a darn good reason for not doing this reason. I know he wants bigger kiddush Hashem. Do it to Etzel Elazed, a way that would demonstrate, huh?
Part of our new difference.
Oh, so now it comes with this. So this touches on a very fascinating question. What happens when Jesus means the Martinus conflicts with other values, okay, with other important? Here, Avraham Avinu, Kiddush Hashem. Now, if you look in the Meiri, the Horus, Yudam, and Beis, he says, talks about in general, now, a person shouldn't delay. And he's talking about time, it's true, but you can extrapolate. I look at the last couple of lines, he says, person should be. This person should not delay mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah in a way that demonstrates that it means something. Not to, like I say in Yiddish, yotzeh zayin. I have to be yotzeh this mitzvah. You know, it's a pain in the neck. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. And mitzvah should be done. So if that's the case, if you have other reasons to hear, now we can understand that we're going to see conflicting opinions. In Achonim, what do you do? In the Poskim, what do you do when you have a conflict between a value like doing a mitzvah, the earliest of Batunis reason, and another type, perhaps another type of hinder, or Kiddush Hashem or something? So I'd like to suggest that we see different approaches, because maybe the Machlokas revolves around what is the Iker definition of Zrizus? Is Zrizus really fundamental, like we always thought, it's an Indian of doing a mitzvah the earliest available opportunity, and therefore that trumps everything else? Or no, it's like we suggested, it's a minor possibility that Jesus does many things, and that will explain perhaps different shitas. So, for example, we find an interesting comment by the Aruch HaShulchan, a very interesting comment. There are days from Reish Tamach Aleph Sif Hei by Bris Mila. So he says that first of all, he can't be mild the child, if without the father's permission, because the father's mitzvah. Right, sometimes the mole will say to the father, you know, this is your mitzvah, you have to appoint me as a shliach. it is a whole different sickle Torah, but they have to appoint, in a moment, to appoint the father as a shliach. What happens if the father is late to the bris? He's coming back from a trip, he's somewhere, whatever it is. So can you go out without the bris, without the father? Now, you need the baby. Okay, we joke around here, you know, the cat does the bris so fast, he'll do the bris without the baby. Right after, no baby will do the bris. Well, what about the baby's there, but there's no father, right? So he says, my three lines from the bottom, he says, nearly double posture, look at this, nearly double posture. Check the show of the Derek, Lol Yantino of Club, unless you don't care. Don't wait for the fight, not that tough, it'll be on top of the bagel, okay? But you do the bris without him, because we did not dinin, okay? Now he says, ain't a minute, Kane, no kidding. Okay, but he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'll be Svara in any case. Now, it has to be that the father already appointed the moel already, so that, you know, otherwise the father's mitzvah. You can't say, well, we'll do the mitzvah on the father. Okay, but let's assume it was set up before or whatever. Okay. Now, if there's no father, then Bethan does it. But if the father's alive, that the father's mitzvah. But we're saying here, the father's on his way. Now, in those days, what does on his way meant? He didn't always like any of it. Not like today, he called for a cell phone, he's on a bus, he'll be in 15 minutes, okay? Yeah, he's coming from somewhere else, who knows? I mean, I get it hours later, but again, conceptually, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying here is that Zizim Agdinim trumps everything else. The truth is, there's a Gemara, a Mishnah, a Gemara. In Rosh Hashanah, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, about the Tigan Abed, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. Look at this, 55. Over the Tanat Teva, the Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Well, when do we blow shofar? Hasheni Maskir, the second Chazan, that's the Muslim, right? As Rashi says, 56, hold on, said, hey, Hashem, Maskir, I'm a spouse to this Musaf and Maskir. When do we blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah? In Musaf. That's why Malchus Yichon, why not in Shachris? There's a reason Maskir on this is. We shall kiss Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Malchus Yichon, Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Why do we wait till Musaf? And yet, conversely, when we shat Hallel, the Mishnah says, Harishon, when do we do Hallel? By Shachris, not after Musaf. Interesting distinction. So the Gemara says, Maishno Sheni Maskir, why do we wait by Musaf for the second Chazim? We call that Musaf, right? Shum, Rovam Hadas Melech. There's more people, even in the days of the Gemara. There are more people in Shul by Musaf than by Shacharit, okay? More people show up late. So therefore, there are more people there. It says the Gemara, Yehachi Hallel, Nami, Neima, Vishenim, Shul, Yoram, Adasa. So let's wait for Hallel also. There'll be more people in Shul for Hallel. We'll make Hallel after Musaf also. Why the distinction? No. No. We want to do Zizim HaKim Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay. Then by Shacharit, we should do Zizim HaKim Mitzvah too. I mean, well, what's going on? Or Pia Nami never Barishon, Mishun Zidim Akimitsus. Or Yochan, Mishas Hashmad, Shon Amitsus, this thing, Mishas Hashmad. Rashi explains it was the Oivin, Gozus, or Eskir, it was the Romans, whoever it was, made a law, you can't blow shofar, and they would send inspectors, whatever, to the shul. They came in the beginning, and then after a while, they got tired of the long davening, they left, and then they would blow shofar most of the after the inspectors left. But Mashma from there, absent that issue of the inspectors, what Taka would win? The reason would win over Rovam Hadas Melech. Even there'll be more people in Shul. Now, there's always the question, you know, and it's an open question. What do you mean Rovam? So let's say by Shachris you have 100 people. Most of them will be 105 people. I mean, is that, you know, we'll have, where do you draw the line? The reason I'll do it now, we should make the brisk after the 6 o'clock, or make it after the 6:30 minute. You know, so that always is in there. But comes out from this Gemara at least from the point, at least here, that the reason beats out Rovam. Yeah. Also going to say that, yeah. Very, very good. So it could be, and this is a lundish issue, at what point do we say that Zerizus or the Hidr or whatever else becomes part of the Etzim Mitzvah? And there are different, I was going to suggest that there are mitzvahs where Hidr is more of an essential part of the Kiyama Mitzvah, and same thing perhaps with Zerizus, and other parts with more extraneous to the Mitzvah. So it definitely should play a role, and that's what's going to be hard to compare. But anyway, this Mishnah seems to be why the Zerizim wins out, and the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam is a very interesting, never read it, and you have some free time once. Read Klal Samech Ches in the Chai Adam, where he goes through a lot of ideas regarding mitzvahs. Zerizim Makdim and Mitzvahs, what does that mean? Mitzvah Bal Yosem Rishucho, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shayin, a lot of different Klalim related to mitzvahs in general. So in Siv Vav, he writes, Zerizim Makdim and Mitzvah, Dover Shem Mitzvah Shem Vayom, Yakdin Baboker Lasosa, so 57 Kyotam and Klaus on the Chesed vote, Kiriksiv Ashmar Baboker, the Chain Dovish Mitzos Walila, Yakdin Kilfalila, the Lachain Royal is Palo Arvis Miad Mitzes Kachovim. Then go to 10 o'clock minion, 10:45 minutes, go to the other minion. Okay, I'm not waiting on that now. And even if your will is waiting for a bigger crowd, you call Mako Mutalius Min Aziz and Matim, and what do you know? He quotes this Gemara Rashon Daf Lamed Beis that we just mentioned. Mishnah Gemara Rashon Lamed Beis and Beis from Kishofer and Hallel. So that's the position of the Chai Adam. There is also another area of Hidr where you could argue it's less intrinsic, possibly, but it implies you don't wait. That's by Yibo Mitzvah Sefiyed Mishnah Yivamis Lamed Testament Aleph Mitzvah Begadol Liyavim. Yibam again means a man died, a couple is married, the man dies, they had no children, but the brother has to Yibam or Chalitza, but he's got three brothers. Which brother does it? So Mitzvah Gadol, the eldest, does Yibam. Okay? What if, or not here, so whatever, so you go to another one, fine. But he says, what if Tala B'Kotna Shiag was not Arisha, oh, B'Gadol Acheyavo Medina Tayam. The oldest brother is overseas. Okay? He wants to do Yibam. He says, I'll be there, so don't do it. And meanwhile, the woman's waiting. Again, it's not like today, you know, you can be there in a few hours. They have to travel and get there and so on and so forth. He said, you don't wait. You don't wait. Okay? Now, why do we know Mitzvah the God of Rashi says? Because the Pasuk by Eden says, no, Hayah Bechor, as the Rashi explains. We take a look. Okay? Let's move to the Gemara. Over Yivamas HaMetes HaHol. We go to the Ashram of the Mitzvah. Ain't Shomimah. We always. We do the Mitzvah right away. A different brother will do it. Either the hither, the brother over there will do it. Amai, ninta dimah sort of ella, kol shihui mitzvah lo mashinon. That's the one Yavam Islam says, we don't delay a mitzvah. Now, is that the same as these in Matimah mitzvahs? That's what Rosh Weiss once gave a who distinguishes between these in Matimah mitzvahs and Ein Mavirah mitzvahs and shihui mitzvahs. That's not our topic. When you're interested in reading it, it's a very clear Hagdora, as he frequently does. Anyway, but that thing more here says, kol shihui mitzvah lo mashinon. That's how the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Yimachlitza Paragbeis Allah Chetes. The Chayim Harav Gadol Medina Acheres. Ain Ochel Achot Yochoma Amachia Gadol Himitza. Hamtinu Ache Yavo. And the only was there. Shu Kan Yabeim Ochalot. They would tell the brother who's here, you got to do it. Either the Yimachlitza, whatever you want, but don't. We're not going to wait for him. And Shulchan Aruch Seven Ezer in the Kuf Samach Aleph says, hey, I Omah Gadol Hamtinu. Wait and so on. Wait till I come back from this Hayam. We don't wait. The Torah Hadeshin takes off from this in 53, Sinan Lamed Hey. Right, so we have this all the time. Right? Kiddush Levona. The Shailah Shmuzesh has asked, but it's itself, Haro Levona, the Chidusha, Pimei HaChol, the Omer Namtim Abarach HaChidush, HaChidush Adam Otsoi Shabbos, Yofem O Sinolo. Let's say the earliest time to Kiddush Levona, 3 days, or those are like 7 days, whatever, comes out Monday night. Right? Should you do Kiddush Levona right away? We should clap right after the Mar of Kiddush Levona? Or should we wait till Motzei Shabbos? Right? That is the kashu of this. Forget it. Talking about the Levana, right? Anyway, so that's the shalom of the Tumas Hadeshin. So the Tumas Hadeshin brings the following, makes the following chiluk in this tshuva Siman Lamed Hey. He says, Yerodi Yesh Chalik Vadover. It depends on the date. Because you got to get Kiddush Levana in by the 15th of the month, roughly, right? By the middle of the month. So he says, if it's already late in the month, and by your way, till Motzei Shabbos, it'll be the 12th or the 13th. And then what if it's cloudy and you'll muff the whole opportunity? Then don't wait. But he says if it's early, and he brings the raya from this mission Yevamos. Because, by the way, he understands this mission Yevamos. What even the brother says he'll come from Medina Fayam? Who knows when and if he'll even make it? It's not like today. People had to travel. There was the Takanas Drachem and so on. And Shihui Mitzvah, who knows if Mitzvah will never be able to be done? So therefore, if there's a reasonable suffix or a question, then he quotes this Gemara. But he says, towards the end, he says that if you should, if it's early enough and so on, then you should wait. And that's how he passed on Shulchan Aruch 64. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Chav Vav Siv Beis Ein Mevorach Arech Ela Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Kishu Mevusam Ubigad of Noim. If you look, you smell nice, you dress nicely, you're cheerful, mood is the Shabbos. And if you know, Kiddush Levana is compared to our boss, Tanashina, like we quote that Gemara Sanhedrin, in Kiddush Levana, right? He was at the Yilu Mekabel Tanashina, and so on. So, it should look nice. So that's a hither. But then there are more ads. I go, if it's after the Motzoi Shabbos, we'll give him a Kodim Yud Bechodesh. Or it's not the Motzoi Shabbos. Otherwise, you shouldn't wait for Motzoi Shabbos. But, if you can, you do it, and because you have to be in, now that's a hither to be a nice Kodim, right? It's Kabbalah Tanashina and all. But that's exactly our point. So here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, based on Shulchan Aruch, that Zrizin doesn't win. Maybe it's this other type of Zrizin, that dressing nicely and How about Pashkina, right? That wins out over here. Yeah.
What would you say? A town has too many on the east of the rest of the world. One is a Hidro, one is West Hidro.
I hope that's all we got. Maybe we'll get that also. Okay. Now, and Adam agrees with that Pesach Neshuchah. For example, the Bach, there in our Chaim Tzim Tov Chos 165, could read the Bach that way. He says, Shekach Nagu Kol HaKadmom Shelo Lahach Mizamit Shelo Kadesh Oso Motzei Shabbos Lahach HaShavu Ola Gimel Yomim. Depends where you put the comma in that Bach. There's no punctuation in the Bach. Depending on where you put the comma, you can either be agreeing with what we said or disagreeing. It's possible to say, Shelo Lahach, don't wait. If long as 3 days are going by, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Or you say, don't delay the mitzvah and wait till Motzei Shabbos after 3 days. You know what I'm saying? You could put the comment either way. But either way, the Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Meister Rav. It's on the, I think it's Oz Kuf Nun Tes. The Vilna Gaon did not wait. He saw the moon Tuesday night. Kiddush Havana. Did not wait till Motzei Shabbos. So Hashulchan, also the concern, I printed the talk of his daughter to read inside, but he says, around where we live, he lived in Europe, he says, at Slayo, the third line, at Slayo, the Chodsha Chorus, the prop, the chesh and kizma, ain't la hamtim of Shabbos at all. Kibirov, Hashem, the same, anonym, it's cloudy all the time. Now, he was. Okay? Cloudy all the time. So, you get a chance for the moon, don't wait. Okay? So the winter seasons, anyway. But Lamaisa, we see two different approaches to Kiddush Havana. Should we wait for Kiddush Havana until Motzei Shabbos? Because you have this hiddur, or you're being dressed nicely, whatever exactly that hiddur is. Or do you say, no, you should do this reason like this, the same issue. The Sefer Chassidim, it's in the top Ayin Ches 57, talks about a case where you have an opportunity to buy a talis or say, if I need a new talis. So right now they have some talisim around our town for sale, which are not the most beautiful talis, the kosher, not the most beautiful talisim. But we know that there's some traveling peddler who comes once a year, he's going to come in a few months, he has nicer talisim. More mahududikas, that's like he has not yeshiv. Nicer talisim. So he says, Shalom Yomar, on the second line of 6 years, Sefer Chassidim, it's in the top Ayin Ches, Shalom Yomar, out of Kemish, Eishi Talis, Liknos, Amtin, Achi Yomar, Liyadi Talis, Yofim, Ma'od. And Liyikta Miyad Talis, Apu Sheini Yofim, Tolka. Or, the Chol Ir Sheini, Sefer Torah. You know, I need the Sefer Torah fix. The Yesham Sofer, Sheodeh, but the Yuki knows how to write, but he doesn't have the most beautiful Ksav in the world. Never mind, do it now. So he says, reason wins out. On the other hand, what's that? Maybe it's part of the mitzvah, right? So Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha and says, "Chofei, we put talis on then tefillin, malin b'kodesh, right? Tefillin is more b'kodesh than talis. That's a hiddur. That's an inyan, malin b'kodesh. Okay, but says the Ramah, Miu im tefillin muzumanim biyado, the ain't no tefillin. Let's say for some reason I had my tefillin, so I forgot my talis. I called the house, I was going to drop it off 15 minutes." So it says, "Then put on small. Ain't talking about hunting with tithes. Don't wait for your talis. You forego the hiddur of malam b'kodesh or tadda, whichever it is. Okay, malam b'kodesh for the sake of his reason. Okay, the Magen Avraham quotes this mission of Amos. The Magen Avraham is cutting days. Quotes the mission of Amos. So we don't delay. We don't wait for the older brother, right? I mean, quotes from the Yalka, but the Gemara. I don't know. But anyway, so and the Shabru also in Sukkot and Zion. It may she'ain mashmas a mitzvah. Af al pi." Okay, so again, you see conflicting reports. There's a long tshuva I printed. We don't have time to go through the whole thing. But instead, we want to print a long tshuva. Shlus Yaakov was asked about Sukkis. Okay, Shlus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Aleph. Not exactly the Rashi question, but similar. The Chag HaSukkis, the Shas HaHalel. Eviyo Le'echad Esur Belozim Sharminim. V'hoya Alpid Adin Kosher Lotzisbo. Kosher Arbaminim. The low rotzer lotzer smoke, he rotzer a hamtin sho'o shtein, wants to wait an hour or two, she'avilo esrig mehudar, they're bringing from his brother-in-law is coming, or son-in-law is coming from Baropak, from someplace, from Yishalayim, he's going to have a chazanish esrig or whatever, beautiful esrig, should he wait or not? Yosinah, ishapri damu mevroch, your name of the disease, my family told it. These are questions, Yosinah, Chelik Aleph, Sinem, Lamed, Dalet. And he quotes some of the many of the sources that we have, again, you can have time, you wish, you can read the whole tshuva, I've printed the whole tshuva here. But he brings numerous riyas, and he says it depends. If it's a suffix, I'm not sure. Someone told me he might bring me more beautiful essence. So then he says, you know, wait. But he says, if you know for sure they're going to bring you one, say, then wait. Do the mitzvah bigger hiddur. That's his son. Now, could be, as I just said, that esrog is different because hiddur is more of an intrinsic part of arba minim than it is of other mitzvahs. But again, it could also be that this issue, maybe, he's learning the way we suggested, zrizus, has to do with more than just doing something early at the available opportunity. In a similar vein, there are, again, and it brings interesting rayas. I mean, this raya that we make, you know, Hebrew Yor, because we push off the whole luach, you know, because of being able to do a mitzvah in a better way, more people can come to Shalom, whatever. Anyway, that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's time you can read it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the whole Tanya. Simon Tzadi Dara Varchaim Sif Hei, the Mishnah, Hayaroch Vela Chamor, the guy who was riding on his donkey, and it was time to daven. It says, Ain't no Tzorek Leir who is followed, he does not have to get off, just has to have Kavona, and he should turn towards Eretz Yisrael. Everyone remembers these things in Brokos, that's what it says over here. But in the second part of Sif Hei over there, when we call Makom, Kidei Lekayim HaMitzim and HaMuvchor, says the Balakanya, Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Harav, Nachon Hu Sheyamtin, Ad Sheyagia Limchos Chefto. It's better to wait to get where you're going to daven over there, if you know you have a place. Is reason? No. Mitzim and HaMuvchor. So again, it could be that all these different shittas revolve around this question of what is, that's why I entitled the shir, Zvizah and HaMuvchor, is a different approach. There may be a different approach to Zvizah, and maybe that's what these poskim are saying. The final group of sources, and we'll wrap up, the Mishnah says in Megillah, etc. The Mishnah Megillah lists off many mitzvahs, which you can do any time during the course of the day. That's what it says. It says Rashi, Megillah Chofen Beis, Kolam Kosher, Afal Gav, the Kaimon Zvizah, Magdim of the Mitzvahs, Yechsev Ashkan, from the Boker, Kofel Cycle, Afil Hochi, Kosher Kolayom. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though, you're like, oh, the Mishnah comes and tells you kosher kol yom. It's like at 2 a.m. and on that Mishnah, what's he, my thought? What? We thought that Zvizah Makdim was possible, failure to do Zvizah was possible. We need a Mishnah to come and tell me that in the absence of Zvizah Makdim, don't worry, you still have all day. What do you mean? And that's the third of Kasha. Rashi Pishkam, kosher avagav, the Kamas, Zvizah Makdim, the Rashi Maravoker, Afil Hom Kasha, Kamas, the Mashma, Shurzom, the Kamashma. Even though you didn't get up, don't worry, you can read the Megillah all day. Is that Tema? The Mitzvah Pshiti, Avada. The Chisal Kedaitich Mishun Delo Osa Mitzvah Amuvchar. Potter Lekamri? Would anybody think otherwise? And he lives at Tarchian. And Siv, in the Roman Sodom, in Megillah, suggests a Terech. Doesn't quote Terech, but he suggests a Terech. He says, right, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Achor Zetamua. Look what he says in 76, and he helps us, and we'll finish up. Ela kavonos Rashi zal devadai luhutzach atan lashmina the cholam kosher. Right, and the Siv says the moment we saw that Megillah Chofen Beis, you don't need a Mishnah to tell me a cholam kosher. The mehecha teisa lo haynom came. Why would we not say that? Ela leingan imbol yod the mitzvah sosum yad velo tei muderes kol kach. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but it's not in the most mahuda way, ula achar shah in yatena tased hidi yisera. Okay, kar hiskinu hadaonim. What he says, whatever he's referring to. He holds like the other group. It's better to wait and do it with a bigger hider. That's why our Mishnah tells Kalim Kosher. He says, Zizim Akdimah doesn't change the quality of the performance of the Mitzvah. It's an Indian, a separate Indian Zizim Akdimah. Aber guf ha-mitzvah eina nechsheves nishum ha-hadoma muhuderet yoseh. That's what it is. The guf ha-mitzvah is not considered more muhuder if you do it earlier. U'mishum ha-chi yoseh tol la-hashos afiyas mitzvah kadeh she-yateseh b'yidu yoseh. That's why mitzvah with hider is an essential part of the mitzvah. Wait! Right? Because then you have a kiyum in the hider. You know, it's like an extra credit. I sometimes give an example with Talmidim. Now, sometimes we give a test. So, let's say you have a test and it's extra credit 3 points. Okay, so the kid answered the question extra credit. So what does it say on the top of the paper when a teacher gives it back? Some teachers give it back, they write 94 plus 3, right? Well, you know, you got a 94 on a test. There are other teachers, the way I did it, just wrote 97. So that's the question, right? Is it becomes part of the goof grade, so to speak, or it's, you know, that's really the essential nature of that hakir. But anyway, so he says, the zero kavanas Rashi, the Alpha God that comes in like the mitzvahs, will amadu my high court the heishloch in kodem mitzachamis machshir mitzvah kadesh teitam mitzachamis tacham behidur. You should prepare before this amount of the mitzvah to do it behidur, and therefore I would have thought tal kedarim mishim lo heichin kodem mitzachamis tachamai lo yachin odet machshir mitzvah. Elas yase the hechtonos of the defil shalom behidur. I might have thought that well, if I couldn't prepare it behidur, I couldn't do it behidur. So then once the day arrived, I should do it right away without the behidur. That no, he says you can still do a kolayom the hiddur. That's the nitziv. But again, you see according to this nitziv, that this hiddur different than Zrizim Makdim. The last source I want to quote, this is a statement, Michtav Sofer. Michtav Sofer is from one of the sons of the Chacham Sofer, not the Chacham Sofer, the Michtav Sofer. The Chacham Sofer is one of the Avraham Shmuel Ben Yom, and this is Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chacham Sofer. He has in his tshuvas in Yerodea, Shimon Chof Ches, a tshuva to Yehuda Leib Eger, Leib Eger was a grandson of the Kiev Akiv Eger, who became a chosid, much to the chagrin of some of the Mishnagim. But in any event, Leib Eger was a grandson of the Kiev Eger. And he says like this, apparently Leib Eger was known, when he was a mole, and when he prepared for a bris, it was the whole preparation, it was a ganze, it was a whole thing, and so people strive, these are the only two. If that's how you finish over, it's an hour and a half later. What's going on? So that's what he addresses over here. But listen to what he says. And it's Mamash, I found this with a fifth in Mamash with Aryeh Yisod here. He says, I want to respond. He says, Ein enes v'yatsis. Listen to his lashon. Shekol hamashe et hamitzvah kedei lasoso min hamuchar harei zeh zoriz. He uses the word. Harei zeh, you are it. What do you mean, Zvizim Akir? No, you're also a zoriz. He was the only one I found who actually supported was this night, but using the term Jesus. Using the Jesus is good, but he didn't quite use the word Jesus. He says, his lashon shekol hamash es hamitzvah kedei lasoso min hamuchar harei zeh zoriz. Okay, you are also a zoriz. Again, not everybody agrees with that. He says even the hachonis, that was the chiddush of this tshuva, it's even the hachonis of the bris, of all the time that it took, even the hachonis, you know, count as part of his reasons. But in any event, it just gives us, as I suggested, a different insight in the kinds of reasons, and maybe you can explain these machlokes in that way. Okay, I wish I had a good Shabbos.